Palisades fire victims condemn Newsom and base negligence at anniversary protest. By Lowell Coffee Law on January 7, 2026. More than 1,000 fire victims gathered in front of ruins of the historic Pacific Palisades business block building on Wednesday and listened to speakers accuse Governor Gavin Newsom, D, and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, D, of negligence before, during and after the firestorm that destroyed their community 1 year ago. In a rally and protest titled They Let Us Burn, at one point someone yelled fire them all, fire them now, drawing cheers from the crowd that filled two streets at the village center. One of the many heartbreaking stories in the crowd belonged to a woman named Ann Giuliano, who grew up in the Palisades and carried a sign she made that states, not wild, not natural. Stop the propaganda. It was her response to Bass and Newsom blaming climate change for the runaway blaze, which took the lives of 12 Palisades residents and leveled nearly 7,000 homes and buildings in the coastal village. The climate scapegoating only amplified Giuliano's grief over the personal losses she experienced. Giuliano was living in London, working an import finance business, when she returned to the Palisades in early January for her father's funeral. I was staying in the house we all grew up in, she told Breitbart News. It was a week after we buried my dad. And I was helping my mom get organized. We smelled the fire. And evacuated. We didn't take anything with us. All the photos, the albums. Memories of my dad. I figured, I'd be back that night. Like thousands in the Palisades, there was no going back until days later. Only find complete destruction, with metal and even glass melted into hardly recognizable debris by wind-driven firestorm. For Giuliano, there was nothing left but rubble. Like Giuliano, rally organizer and lead speaker Jeremy Pridauer took to the lectern and rattled off a list of alleged missteps and failures that created the inferno, none of which, he asserted, had anything to do with climate change. He charged Bass and Newsom with using the climate as a scapegoat for their own shortcomings. If Newsom and Bass really believed in climate change, would they have had such an unprepared response? He told the crowd. Pridauer, a toy entrepreneur and children's animation producer, ticked off a litany of failures that are also the basis for numerous lawsuits against the city and state on behalf of thousands of fire victims. So many things have to go terribly wrong to burn down an entire city, he said. As reported by numerous outlets, the failures included useless fire hydrants, brush not maintained, dry local reservoirs, fire trucks out of service, and no staging of fire crews in anticipation of the high winds that had been predicted for days. Most notably, criticism also included the failure of fire officials to monitor and completely extinguish an arson fire on state land a week before winds apparently reignited it and caused the January 7, 2025, blaze that spread into Malibu and other parts of the west side. Pridauer, who lost his home in the inferno, took particular aim at the state property, saying the Los Angeles Fire Department had been wanting to do fire prevention cutting there, but was not allowed to by the state as it was a protected area. The fire started in an area that was protected to protect a milkweed plant, he told the crowd. How many people out there have a milkweed plant? Nobody raised their hands. I don't, Pridauer responded. I don't have a house. The organizer also pointed out the lack of anyone in charge in City Hall the day of the fire. As Breitbart News was first to report in October, the official ostensibly in charge of public safety on January 7, 2025, was not on the job. Deputy Mayor Brian K. Williams, who was tasked with overseeing the city's police and fire departments, was on suspension and being investigated by the FBI for calling in a phony bomb threat in October of 2024, allegedly to get out of a Zoom meeting. Where was the mayor? Pridauer asked. Ghana, the crowd answered back. Bass at the time of the fire was in the African country representing the Biden administration to attend the inauguration of that country's president. We have a deputy mayor, Pridauer continued. Where was Brian K. Williams? The response team must have been in total shambles. Williams pled guilty and was sentenced last year to probation and a $5,000 fine for faking the anti-Israel bomb threat on City Hall. Before the rally, there was also palpable anger toward Mayor Bass for comments she made to an ABC affiliate this week regarding the protest, saying that organizers are profiting off of this, and that is what I find very despicable, intentionally putting out misinformation, intentionally profiting from social media, book deals, etc. Miriam Engel, a fire survivor and one of the rally organizers, called that allegation gaslighting. "This rally, the organization, is being funded by us," she told Breitbart News as she stood next to commercial district ruins. "We are not accepting donations or selling anything. For the mayor to gaslight us in this way is outrageous." Padour said he spent $40,000 to put on the anniversary protest, which included public address equipment, free t-shirts, and extensive signage. Engel added that the only one profiting off the fires is the city. If they continue to require people rebuilding to pay for the high amounts for building permits. The anger in the crowd against the governor and mayor seemed to be at odds with a community where Democrats historically have outnumbered Republicans 2-1 on registration rolls. Ray Huang, a community organizer who started running for Los Angeles mayor in November and described herself as a progressive, was exceptionally critical of city leadership. "The city was unprepared and incompetent," she said. "Every department should have been coordinating and been prepared for the wind event." Rally organizers presented a list of demands to Bass and Newsom, who are invited to the rally but were no-shows. The demands include full waiver building permit and inspection fees, suspension of property tax until homes are rebuilt and occupied, clear, enforceable brush clearing and a vegetation management plan, underground power lines, comprehensive evacuation planning, and insurance reform to help many of the homeowners who still are trying to be paid for their fire claims. For those who want to rebuild, organizers explained that the permit process has been painfully slow, though Newsom claimed recently that 2,500 building permits have been approved in the past year for the Palisades and another fire in Altadena. That figure from the governor, however, could be called misleading as most of those permits are not for entire buildings or homes, but ancillary permits such as electrical and other inspected construction, according to Crosstown, which tracks government data. Of the nearly 7,000 structures destroyed, less than 600 have been for breaking ground on a new building, it stated. As the rally unfolded, Natalia Osorio, another fire victim, stood listening in front of a shuttered business just off a small park where another organization was holding a memorial for the 12 people lost in the fire. Osorio said she had been living in the Palisades with her husband and three daughters for 20 years until the fire took their property. "Yes," she said. "I'm very critical of Bass and Newsom." She was wearing a shirt she had made. It simply stated, "Resign now, Bass and Newsom." Contributor Lo Caulfield is the author of the New York Times bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more. He, too, lost his residence and lifetime of memories and belongings in the Palisades fire.